everybody. Welcome. It's Friday. Well, Thursday, October 13th. I'm recording this late, but you know. Whatever. Fuck yourself. You know, I don't go by the clock, man's clock. I go by God's clock, which is my brain. Today we're talking about clowns. Why are we talking about clowns? Well, apparently this is something that's happening right now. I was alerted to some of this earlier, and then a lot of it was put together by good old Marcus on Twitter. So thanks, Marcus. Right now, I have a press release in front of me from the office of the district attorney in my town. Apparently, he's got his own zip code. But Michael J. Rourke, district attorney, press release. This is from actually the end of September. Weld DA, clown threats are no laughing matter. And it's got a picture of Pennywise the clown. Greeley, Colorado, Weld County DA. So you've heard the latest trend sweeping the country. Clowns terrorizing neighborhoods, schools, parks, you name it. We can see it now. Clowns stuck in sewer grate while terrorizing Georgie Street. Yes, Pennywise still haunts our dreams. First of all, does this sound like a DA to you? The only DA I'm really familiar with is Harvey Dent, who got half his face splashed with acid because he was stopping the fucking mafia. This does not seem to be up to that standard. Let's face it, Hollywood has ruined the happy-go-lucky clown for many. Poltergeist, Saw has a clown in it? That's a doll. Twisty, even the 1980s horror comedy Killer Clowns from Outer Space. We see now why McDonald's has slowly distanced itself from Ronald McDonald. But now it seems these scary clowns are horrifying more than just our dreams. They're disrupting our normal lives. Sinister clowns are plaguing the country. In Greenville, South Carolina, clowns were attempting to lure children into the woods. In Alabama, 7 clowns are now facing felony charges for making terroristic clown threats. In North Carolina, 1 clown wielded a machete while walking through the woods near an apartment complex. It's no joke. I like this, terroristic clown threats. Is that, like, the official 1 charge of terroristic clown threat? Which is more than normal terroristic threat. All these instances lead us to Greeley, where school officials and law enforcement worked overnight to put clown threats to rest. It started on Facebook. Greeley police say the post threatened a shooting on Halloween night. It quickly turned into a viral event, claiming clowns would carry out shootings at 2 Greeley schools. The case is still under investigation, but police think they've pinned it down to a 15-year-old student. Parents, please talk to your teenagers about this problem, urged Weld County District Attorney Michael Rourke. They must realize this isn't a harmless joke. This joke heightened fears in students, parents, and school officials. We won't tolerate people terrorizing our community, and we will charge them where we see fit. And it's not just teenagers. Adults are not immune. If you're caught making this type of threat, you could be charged with interference with staff, capitalized faculty or students of educational institutions, a crime that carries up to 18 months in jail. Then we'll see who's laughing. Wow. So my understanding is that the school here, at some point, let me see if I can find this. Basically was warning people and stuff. Creepy clown threat puts on alert. Targeting schools. Anyway, so interestingly enough, clown hoax in northern Colorado. There's a lot of this, hoax stuff. And Marcus also linked me to, some basically folklore stuff, right? This is from October 5th of this year. Sarah M. Gordon, PhD. Look at that. You got a fucking PhD being quoted here. So are the creepy clowns real? You know, yeah, would it be crazy to see a clown? Now, I understand there at one time was a clown like on Staten Island who would just kind of show up in the woods and just be out there holding a balloon or whatever. And then, you know, or he'd be at like a weird intersection or something just standing around. And then it feels like people kind of, you know, took it a little further, allegedly luring people into the woods or, you know, a clown walking with a machete. I like, but what are you going to do? Creepy clown hysteria is all over my social media feeds, and I figure What use is a PhD in folklore if not to break down the most entertaining and pervasive urban legend I've seen in years? Urban legend, you cry. This isn't an urban legend. The White House addressed it. Okay, hold on. The White House, ABC News. Clown incidents should be taken seriously by law enforcement, White House says. Let's see. Obviously, this is a situation that local law enforcement authorities should take quite seriously. This is thought to be the first time the topic of creepy clowns has been brought up during a briefing at the White House. Philadelphia police said a 13-year-old girl who made clown threats on Instagram indicated they were pranks. In Virginia, a 13-year-old girl was arrested for allegedly soliciting an individual on social media who uses a clown as the profile picture to murder one of her teachers. Oh, God. A 14-year-old in Texas was also charged for making clown-related terroristic threats online, which were discovered by police Monday night, according to the Livingston Police Department. Livingston found the threats were not credible, but stressed that it takes all threats seriously. New Haven, Connecticut, they're banning costume of any symbols of terror amid a police investigation. Photos posted to Instagram with captions telling schools to watch out and wait and see. There's no blah, blah, blah. Reading, Ohio, an 18-year-old allegedly fabricated a story about being attacked by a knife-wielding clown because she was late to work and didn't want to lose her job. The woman described the clown quite vividly, saying he was wearing a clown suit, a red wig, and white facial makeup with a teardrop drawn on his left cheek. Coincidentally, the woman's false report had nothing to do with the closure of all junior and senior high schools in Reading, which were shut down Friday after a woman was allegedly assaulted by a man dressed as a clown, possibly a juvenile, who made threats towards the school. So there you go. So I guess a bunch of shit's going on. Wouldn't it be great to be like the White House, you know, whoever, and you're like, I never really thought, you know, I was like looking forward to when I would get up and talk about this. Never thought I'd be talking about clowns. Okay, back to the article. It's an urban legend up there with alligators in the NYC sewers and urine in Corona bottles. What? I've never even heard that. It's textbook. The textbook in question is Jan Harald Brunvard's The Vanishing Hitchhiker, which isn't the most recent academic book on urban legends, but it's the most influential. You can pull the main defining qualities of an urban legend from pages 3 and 4 of my paperback copy. According to the author, the defining qualities are they are believed to be true, the stories gain credibility from specific details of time and place or from reference to source authorities, and the events they describe happen recently and often nearby, often telling the event itself happened to a friend of a friend or something similar. Folklorists use the acronym FOAF, F-O-A-F, all the time when talking about urban legends. It's that common. So let's see, most of my things or encounters are from social media. Here's my favorite one, used with permission from the person whose page it was on, with names blurred out to protect the innocent. Okay, poster. I'm seeing reports from school principals and various other sources that there are alleged clown sightings now happening in our area. I'm telling you right now, if I see one, there will be nothing left of your clowny-ass bullshit but shreds of bad clown wig and cheap makeup smears on the pavement. I will cut a clown. Somebody else. Blank has seen 2 sightings close to us. Last week. Creepy. Someone else. Not cool. Someone else. I've heard this too. Definitely creepy. Someone else. No, ma'am. Don't fuck with clowns. They are so weird. Someone else. They are delightfully creepy, but I prefer to see them on screen. Someone else. Blank told me yesterday that an unknown suspect was driving, saw one on the road, shot it, then drove away. Blank, I'm checking my email now. I haven't gotten one yet, but I'm waiting. I hate clowns. I'm dead serious. I feel like it's ominous going into public with these things. You don't know who's under all that dress and makeup is my whole deal. Sure, it could be some bro type from the Delts or wherever, but what if it's a predator in disguise? I know you're probably laughing, but I'm seriously terrified of these. I would fight one that got too close. No, you're right. I'm right with you. This thing has gotten out of hand and people are going to get killed or get hurt. But then shoot to kill, totes. I don't know about that, but when skating the trail next, I will either have my stun gun or rolling with a baseball bat. So this is like the, you know, okay, so this guy's going to be skating the trail. I guess he's going to be on fucking rollerblades or something. So you're going to have a guy just rollerblading along with a baseball bat. Then there's a picture of Gacy. Another scary picture of a clown. Last month, a juggalo hit on me on a website after they'd seen me out walking in our neighborhood.
Oh, man.
Okay, but like, they are actually getting shot and stabbed and killed over the country right now. Exactly my point in saying it's got way out of control. Okay, let's compare it with the list. Is it believed to be real? Check. A number of people in this comment thread clearly take the threat of creepy clown attacks very seriously. Gains authority from specific times and places and references to source authorities. Check. See, reports from school principals and other sources in our area, and the one that referenced a sighting close to us last week. Friend of a friend, Fof. So much this. Blank has seen two sightings close to us last week. Blank told me yesterday that an unknown suspect was driving. Let's see. Another urban legend hallmark. They tend to contain an element that's hard to believe. How many of us have believed stories about people getting drugged in nightclubs and waking up in hotels minus a kidney, never mind the fact that for a person to wake up unaided from a kidney removal would require complex anesthesiology and sophisticated medical equipment? You can see in that Facebook exchange that people believe in the clowns, but nervously, almost apologetically. I know you're probably laughing, says one person. Shoot it, mock it, shoot it again, says another. A sentence that can be read, per your preference, as a joke or a literal threat. But Sarah, you say, people have been arrested dressed up like clowns. Creepy clowns have made threats on social media. Yes, we could quibble over the likelihood that a person who announces an intent to commit a crime on Facebook really wants to commit the crime, or whether they just want to scare people and get arrested. But regardless, creepy clowns are doing creepy things, and the reason for that is called ostentation, which is the academic term for basically acting out legends. More specifically, for retelling legends by acting them out. The behavior follows the story, not the other way around. The reason we have people being creepy clowns now is that we've already had narratives about creepy clowns. People acting like creepy clowns are, in their own way, retelling a story that existed before them. I haven't read Bad Clown by folklorist Benjamin Ratford, but in CNN article, he points out that the scary clown stories we're hearing right now aren't new. They've been around since the 80s, at least. It's not like how the urban legends about AIDS in the 90s. Remember those? Intentional infections by needle sticks in nightclubs or in the change compartment of Coke machines or by predatory women coercing family men. So here's the too long, didn't read question. If this narrative has existed since the 80s, why the hell are people latching onto it now? And she doesn't know. My hypothesis, not my theory, just the hypothesis I'd try to test if I were turning it into research, is that the creepy clown narrative has latched on right now because of a cultural encouragement to fear smiling, unfamiliar faces. Fear the smiling Syrian refugee who says she's trying to escape war because she might actually be a terrorist. Fear the friendly neighborhood gay man because he might be a pedophile. It's an election year, so we're being inundated by people making promises they probably can't deliver and fostering in us fears that encourage us to align their respective campaigns. There you go. Let's look also, there's another article. Clownology 101. Your resident folklorist weighs in. I have to answer a question to read this article. Am I employed full-time? Yes. Boom. Everywhere I look, I see creepy clowns. Except I'm not seeing them. No one is. Well, there may have been a sighting or two. Mostly, though, there have been rumors and false reports. The New York Times reports that there have been 12 arrests in multiple states, but the only clowns who've been drawn to the attention of law enforcement so far have been the kind who think it's funny to waste cops' time by calling in hoaxes or staging pranks. Consistencies across all these supposed sightings strongly suggest that we are in the realm of the urban legend or the copycat enactment of an urban legend. The clowns are usually seen on the edge of a forest or stepping out from behind a tree or a bush. Many of them are carrying machetes or kitchen knives. Many are chasing or trying to lure children, sometimes with candy. Note the similarity to familiar scare stories around booby-trapped Halloween candy, most of which, like the clown stories, are also groundless. So, as you've probably heard by now, Penn State had its own clownless incident on Monday night. While sensible sorts were asleep in their beds, hundreds of students, some armed with baseball bats, hockey sticks, tennis rackets, and golf clubs, according to Onward State, heeded a social media summons to a clown hunt. They came up empty. What is this madness about? As a certified member of the tiny band of eccentrics who have earned graduate degrees in the scholarly study of folklore, I'm glad you asked. First, it's an observation. It is no coincidence that creepy clown hysteria has erupted in early fall. Tis the season when pop-up Halloween costume emporia appear on America's highways and byways, stimulating lively imaginations and a few early adapters who just can't wait till the end of October to mask up. In fall 1998, rumors swept the Penn State campus and elsewhere that a psychic who had appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show had predicted that a maniac dressed as Little Bo Peep would commit mass murder on a Big Ten campus. The story had circulated on college campuses for decades, with only the name of the talk show host changing with the times. Donahue, Letterman, Carson, Montel Williams, Geraldo, Joan Rivers. Though the rumor was amply debunked, some Penn State students reportedly played it safe by going home for the weekend anyway. So we seem to be susceptible to tales of costume characters intent on mayhem. There's clown phobia, picture little kids trying to make sense of this great big world, blah, blah, blah. But then we throw a clown at them, or even, you know, whatever. Okay, well, there you go. Oh, and he makes a good joke at the end that the real clown's running for president of the United States. So there you go. Now, I think the thing that I find interesting about this is like, okay, so hoax. Clowns, these clown things aren't happening. And, you know, I feel like that was pretty obvious, right? Because it's like, hey, when there's a clown group online and they say, ooh, we're going to be here at this time. Do I really think they're going to travel from South Carolina to clown around? No. But, you know, maybe they hope that by saying we'll be here, other people who actually are here will just be like, eh, I'll put on my clown shit. We'll have a clown-a-dabba-doo time. A clowny clown time. We'll have a clown fill time. But here's what I find interesting. What if that did work? You know, what if they said, we're going to come to this town, this just kind of random town, and the clowns are going to descend upon this town. And when we're talking about these copy clowns, what if there are some people who are just like, you know, all these other people are going to be fucking clowns. I'm going to be a clown that day too. And use that as an opportunity to do some fucked up shit. And then before you know it, you've just got a clown-filled town. Now, I saw in the newspaper today, it was basically urging people not to dress as clowns for Halloween. And I think saying like at the schools, it would not be allowed. I love it. I love it. I love that we're, you know, people are afraid of something like, you know, being dressed as a clown. And, you know, everyone's like, this is a state where at my work, for example, we can't stop people from coming in with a gun. Like, you know, people are allowed to open carry and you can't prevent that. That's against their constitutional rights. However, dressing as a clown is like the ultimate in suspicion. Right? It's more suspicious to put on a red nose. Oh my God, I have a whole Chinese package full of red clown noses that got here, you know, weeks later. I got it for Santa Rampage last year, and it came much later because I didn't. Sometimes you order something from Amazon and you don't know it's coming from China. And you're like, oh, I paid $268. I would have paid $468 if it was not coming via boat. If I had known it was going to take, you know, 8 months to get here, I probably would have paid a couple extra bucks. I have a whole thing of clown noses. That's unfortunate and scary. All right. Well, there we go. So clowns, hoax, but from hoax emerges the real, right? From the hoax is where we get the copycats who make it real. So hoax now, real later. We'll just have to see. All right. See you tomorrow.